what the Spirit has for the believers. In the name of Jesus. Bibles in the air. This is God's holy word, inspired by the Holy Ghost. And this same Holy Ghost is here tonight to teach me, to lead me, to guide me into great truth, which I will never lose nor leave behind. I will flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. I will understand and not depart from the true Word of God in Jesus' name. You may be seated around the church tonight. I want everyone to repeat after me. I've been delivered. One more time. I've been delivered. Psalm chapter 40. This message tonight is for every believer here and every believer who is listening, regardless of where you are. The Spirit has a message for each and every one of us tonight. It starts with Psalm 40, the first three verses. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Tonight is the night we're leaving the pit. Tonight is the night we're leaving the miry clay. Let's define the pit and the miry clay before we go any further. The pit represents something that we get ourselves into, that we cannot get ourselves out of. When many fall into a pit, especially for those who watch movies, what's the problem with the pit? When someone goes straight down the shaft of the pit, they cannot get themselves out. In order to get out of the pit, what must happen? Somebody has to drop a rope for them to get out of the pit. A pit is a place where somebody either stumbles into or is deliberately put into where they cannot get out. Miry clay. I know the word mud is really not used in the Bible all that much, but we're talking about a very thick mud that when one is stuck in it, once again, they cannot get themselves out of. We're talking about situations which we get into like a pit and like miry clay that we cannot get ourselves out of. There are those tonight who are watching and who are here listening to this message. You are in situations that you could call a pit. Somehow you got to a bad situation, and there is no way out in the natural. You tried to climb out and it didn't work. You tried to dig your way out, but it failed. The Lord has a message tonight. And the message is this. Tonight's the night you leave the pit. Tonight's the night you leave the miry clay. I am here to deliver you out of that situation which you cannot get yourself out of. The Lord is here to deliver those who are in situations which seem to be undeliverable. That's changing tonight. Can I get a shout of praise in the house of the Lord? Amen. Now let's look at the guy who wrote this. That would be David. David knew a thing or two about situations, some beyond his control, some happened because of a decision in his life, where he wound up in situations that he could not dig himself out of. To begin with, David, he rises up to be the crown hero of Israel. He killed Goliath. He killed 10,000 of Philistines in battle. It was rubbed into the face of King Saul. And King Saul, he wanted to get rid of David once and for all. You could say, in a symbolic sense, that David, in the days he was working for Saul, wound up in a pit. In the first situation, did David do anything to get into the pit? Absolutely not. Sometimes circumstances arise in your life that is beyond your control, that sticks you in the miry clay or in a pit. You don't know how exactly he got there, but the situation developed where that's exactly where you went. That's where David was. Saul, he basically ran David out of the palace and into the wilderness. You can call this the pit in the miry clay for David. And Saul began to chase him down. David in the natural. It didn't seem like he would get out of the situation. Oh yeah, he relied on the Lord and he trusted in Him. But there came a point when David was wandering around in the wilderness, they began to think, there is no escape. I can't get out of this miry clay. I cannot get out of this pit of a situation. There's no escape. So what did David do? He made a move into the land of the Philistines. Now, what Saul did to David, we could say that David wound up in a pit that was beyond his control. The Philistines, let's call that a pit which was self-induced. The Lord did not tell him to go into the land of the Philistines. David went there on his own accord. At first, all seemed well. That is, until the Philistines decided to go to war against King Saul. The place where David was wanted David to go to battle. Four of the Philistine generals, they decided, we're not going to trust the guy who killed 10,000 of us. So they sent David away. He arrives where afterward? Ziklag, and the city is basically looted and destroyed by Amalek. David's pit is getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. In the natural, there is no escape. They said, the pit, the miry clay, is situations we cannot get out of. David in the natural, he could not get out of that pit that he was in. There was no escape. He might as well have been stuck in miry clay with the ground drying around him and his feet in plaster. There is no way out. But what happened? David relies on the Lord. Get the point tonight. when one relies on the Lord. Or as it said in verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me. The Lord will come and deliver those who are in undeliverable situations, those who cannot escape the circumstances they are in. Are we still here?
Amen.
David could not escape this, yet what happens? The Lord gives His ragtag little army the victory over Amalek. And then, from that point on, David does something he had stopped doing when he went to the land of the Philistines. He began to call on the Lord. I waited patiently on the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. If you want out of the situation of the pit, the situation where you cannot get out of it, it begins by crying unto the Lord. It begins with prayer. For David, when he was on the run from Saul, when he relied on the Lord, he got victory. But when he did not rely on the Lord, he wound up in the Philistine camp. He wound up with his hometown of Ziklag looted, and he had to go to war and retrieve everyone that was taken. It seemed like there was no escape out of the cycle. Then David began to seek the Lord. Now, what happened when David began to seek the Lord? Verse 2, He brought me up also out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. Deliverance comes when we cry unto the Lord. So often, many people try to get out of the pit and out of the miry clay on their own. But just like the movies where we see the person in the pit, they cannot get out. On our own, we cannot get out of the pit. When one is stuck in miry clay, when it actually starts to get warm, you're going nowhere. You're stuck. There is no escape on your own. We need to realize, first, we cannot do it on our own. When it comes to situations in our life, we cannot control every situation. But God can. God can deliver you out of the pit. He's the one who can break up that miry clay and get you out of it. But it begins by crying unto the Lord. I waited patiently. He inclined His ear. He heard me. Prayer begins the process of deliverance. Are we still here? Now, I know a lot of people will get yourself out of the situation. There are many who are in situations they cannot, in the natural, get themselves out of. Sickness and illness. They can't get themselves out of that. Financial situations, when things start to go bad, they can't get themselves out of it. Family problems that continue to go from bad to worse to horrible, they cannot get themselves out of it. No matter what they do, no matter how hard they try, they might try to climb out of the pit of the problems, but they keep falling back to the ground at the bottom of the pit because on their own they cannot get out. And that's a sad situation to be in. There are many who we look at in this society, yes, they're in that situation. And there are many believers in Jesus who are also in that situation. Oh, it might not even seem like a pit where you cannot escape. But in reality, in actuality, it is a pit that you cannot escape out of. First, realize your solution isn't working. You can try to climb up that pit all you want. It isn't going to work. There's a reason why people throughout history dug pits. Because people cannot escape out of a pit. That's why they built it in the first place. Spiritually, mentally, whatever, these pits you cannot escape of out of yourself. So in the natural, how does one escape out of a pit? Same way they do in the movies. Help! They, from the bottom of the pit, begin to yell up to the top, hoping that somebody hears their cry. That's the only way out of the pit. Someone needs to come and save them from the pit. Spiritually, the problems in our life, whatever. Our cry is to the Lord. Lord, I'm in the pit of life. And in a lot of cases, people did not do anything on their own to deserve to wind up in the pit, but they're there anyway. Lord, deliver me. That's the cry. And what happens? We sang the old hymn, when he reached out his hand for me. When he reached way what? Down for me. Jesus is the one who can lift you out of that pit. Jesus is the one who can change that situation from one where you cannot escape to one where you can escape. The only way out of the pit of the problems of your life is Jesus Christ. Realize He's the solution. Call for help. And when He reaches down His hand for you, grab a hold of it and allow Jesus to pull you out of that situation. The only way we as believers can escape the situations that we are in is the deliverance of Jesus Christ. Are we still here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the one who can deliver out of the pit. Now, if we stop right there, we could have church all day long. We could celebrate, but there is more to it than just this. What do we see? He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. And our problems, they are horrible, aren't they? That was a perfect word for all of our problems. David knew his problems were horrible. So are ours. But what did the Lord do? He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. The next part. And He set my feet upon a rock. What did the Lord do? In the case of David, the man who wrote this, what happened after the wilderness wandering? What happened after the Philistine experience? What happened after the trip to Amalek to rescue all of his people that were taken from Ziklag? The Lord delivers David from that horrible pit of an experience. and he tells him to go north to Hebron. And David begins his rise to be a king. You can say this is the established on a rock moment. For us as believers, when we got saved, what happened? We were established on a rock. His name is Jesus. Our place no longer was the horrible pit. The place of the horrible situations that tormented our lives, we have left. And Jesus has established us and built us not on a pit, but on a rock, a place where we can be seen. Jesus being the rock, establishing us not as in a pit and loser, but on the rock and victorious and delivered. Are we still here? What did Jesus do? He took you out of that pit. And tonight there's going to be a lot of people taken out of pits of problems. And when the Lord does that, He's going to establish you on a rock. A place of prominence with Jesus being the foundation under you. You see, when Jesus is your foundation, you are no longer in a pit. You are no longer plagued by those old problems that you couldn't find a solution out of. Jesus, He solves the problems by putting you on a rock and making you in His presence where all can see. So we're not just talking deliverance, congratulations, you made it, get out of here. No, we see Jesus putting us on a rock, exalting us because we are established on Him. Are we still here? So it's not just being delivered. It's now being raised up beyond getting out of the pit. The situation that you're in that was inescapable is going to completely and totally reverse around for victory in Jesus. Can I get a shout of praise in the house of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Verse 3. Actually, the last part of verse 2. And established my goings. Now we see the paths of those who Jesus took out of the pit. Now it's no longer going down the path of the pit or into the next section of the miry clay. Now Jesus is establishing where we go, specifically what we do from this point on. Jesus did not rescue you from the pit, the problems you could not have escaped from before, for you just to go back into the pit, for you to go right into the miry clay and get stuck in the mud all over again, to be in another inescapable situation. Jesus delivered you for something better than that. He has delivered you so He can guide your step to total and complete victory. We have been delivered not just to go back to the mud, back to the pit, back to a mess we cannot get ourselves out of. Jesus has brought us to His rock. He is now guiding our steps, leading us where we need to go, so we will not fall into those problems again. It's one thing to be delivered. That's enough to hold church and dance all over the building. but to be delivered from the pit and be in a situation where you don't go back to that pit, where you don't go back to those problems, where you don't get back into that stuck-in-the-mud situation. That's what we're looking for. We're not just looking for deliverance from the pit. We're looking for a deliverance that means we'll never go back to the pit. That we will never go back to being stuck in the mud. When the Lord delivers, get what we're saying here, it is a complete deliverance, established on a better foundation, put in a position where we will never go back to those situations. For those who the Lord is going to restore their health, He is restoring your health to a point where you do not have to go back and be in bad health all over again. For those, finances and economics, the Lord is restoring your position so you won't go back to those problems that you once were in. For those, it was family problems or whatever, the Lord is going to deliver you and take you in a direction where you never go back to those problems again. Are we still here? Total deliverance means not just being taken out of the pit, but guided away from the pit where they will never go back to the pit. Verse 3. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. We know what David did when he became king of all Israel. He started to put together the psalm book that we're reading tonight, the book of Psalms. A song in his mouth. Before, when one is in the pit of despair, the horrible place with all the horrible problems, the song, you might as well say, was the blues. Oh, woe is me. I'm in the pit. I can't get out. The dog left me. The wife went with the dog. The finances went belly up. I'm sick and out of control. There's nothing I can do but sing the blues. I cannot get out of the pit. I cannot get out of the miry clay. There is no escape for me. Tonight, the Lord is going to change that song. It's no longer going to be about the blues. It's going to be about praise and worship. Why? Because when the Lord delivers you out of that horrible pit, out of those situations where there was no solution, your song is going to change. It's going to be, praise the Lord, I am free from that pit. I am healed. I am delivered. My marriage is restored. My finances is renewed. I am on the rock. The Lord is now guiding my goings. I'm not going back to that pit of despair. I'm not going back to that miry clay. I am going where the Lord is leading me. I now have a song of praise in my mouth. Amen. Tonight, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be taken out of that pit. Your problems, the Lord is going to deal with and He is going to solve. He's going to get you out of that situation where you could not get yourself out of. But He's also going to establish you on a rock. He's also going to guide your goings and your song is going to change completely. A total and complete and total deliverance. Are we still here?
Hallelujah.
The second part of verse 3. The testimony of the delivered. when we are delivered out of those situations which seem to be, well, doom, no way out. Before, no testimony. The testimony would have been the blues anyway. But now, the Lord has come and He has taken us out of the pit of despair, of the problems we could not solve. He has put us upon the rock. He has now began to guide our goings. He has put a new song in my mouth, the testimony. One, many shall see it. They will be witnesses of the change in your life. There are those around you who look at the situation you're in. They see the depression, the blues, the anger, the disgust, the despair of being in a situation where you cannot escape out of. They're watching. When they see the Lord bring you out of that situation, when they see the Lord put you on the rock, establishing you to a position where you can be seen, where the Lord establishes your direction, where you go in the way of His righteousness instead of going back to the pit of despair. When your song changes, many shall see it. It will become a testimony of the Lord. People will begin to talk about the changes in your life. How everything that once was no longer is. How they were brought out of situations that looked hopeless. What is this going to do? It's going to give them a hope. It's going to give them a hope that maybe they can get out of their hopeless situations. The pit that they are in, maybe they can be delivered also. The miry clay that they're in, maybe they can be lifted out of it by the Lord themselves. Many shall see it. The next part. And fear. As in a new reverence and respect for the Lord. David knows this by experience. Many looked at him as being washed up and finished. That he was in the pit of despair and never getting out. But the Lord established him on a rock. The Lord established his goings. The Lord put a song in David's mouth. And what happened? The people saw it, and their opinion of David and his God changed to the point that he became the king of all Israel. For you and your lives, when people see the change, you will no longer be a person they will avoid. They will have a new respect for you. But just as important, maybe more important, they will have a new reverence and respect for your God. You see, your deliverance from the pit of despair, the troubles in your life, is going to be your testimony. They will see what the Lord has done. They will change their opinion of the Lord. Now they will reverence and respect. They won't say, "Where is their God? He won't deliver them out of the pit." Now they will say, "Look what the Lord has done." And they will honor and respect Him. What's the last part of verse 3? And shall trust in the Lord. Your deliverance from your pit of despair, from this situation that you could not get yourself out of. When the Lord delivers you from that pit of despair, not only will people notice it, not only will people's opinion change, they will begin to believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. Why? It began when they saw the Lord deliver you out of your pit. And not just that, how the Lord established you and guides your going, giving you not just the deliverance, but the victory that goes along with the deliverance. What David said, they shall trust in the Lord. Are we still here? Tonight is a night for many who for the longest time, years, decades, have been in their own personal pit of despair. On their own, they tried, they clawed, but there was no way out. They tried their best. They tried anything, everything. Even the help that they tried to get, it was not good enough. The help of the world will not get you out of your pit of despair. It will not solve your problems. Jesus Christ is the only one who can solve your problems. Amen? So tonight, there are many who have been in this pit of despair for a long time. Tonight is the night to call upon the Lord. Lord, deliver me from this pit of despair. Get me out of this miry clay. I cannot do this on my own. I need your help. He will incline unto you and hear your cry, and He will reach out His hand for you to pull you out of those problems. The night of your problems is coming to an end, and the light of your victory is just beginning. You see, when He pulls you out, you're going to be on the rock. Jesus, with yourself now being sin, you're going your directions guided by the Lord. Your song changes. There are many, you have been waiting so long for this moment, and you have thought it will not come. That's why when the Lord began to deal with me on this message, this is the season of being taken out of your pit. The days of you being in the pit is over. This is a new season where you will be taken out of your horrible pit and your miry clay. The day of you being in the troubles that you cannot escape from are over, because Jesus is your way of escape. And not just that. Your new season is what? He will set my feet upon a rock. He will establish my going. He will give me a new song. This is the victory part of deliverance. And not just that, a ministry. A ministry of what? Many shall see, many shall fear, many shall trust. This is the complete, total change you have been waiting for. Tonight is the night. You have patiently waited for this moment. He inclined unto me. He has heard my prayer. He is answering my prayer. Tonight in faith, I want you to make that cry. And then allow the Lord to lift you up out of that horrible pit. This is the night you escape from your horrible situations. The situations you cannot escape from on your own. This is the night of your deliverance. This is the night of your victory. This is the night of the change you have been praying for. Stand across the church tonight. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.